When do they use the Hondas as opposed to the snowmobiles?
Well, there's a tendency now, if the Honda could be used throughout the year, even in the winter time. But the problem is when it gets cold, it's a hard animal to start up. If one had a small heated garage and got it started up, then that's fine. But the minute you stop that machine, it cools down. It's the devil's own job trying to get it restarted. So this is the main drawback for the Honda. Getting back to your question, the main times they use on is say from May onwards, May to October, and then of course October to April May time is the main time of the machine of the skidoo. But they will use a skidoo right up into July, right up to the minute the final piece of ice breaks off and we have open water. They'll keep their machines right on the ice to the last, absolutely the last minute.
What about the main thing over the land?
Well, this is a problem and doesn't do the machine much good, but they will utilize the snow is gone from the land, although the ice is still firm on most of the sea and on the lakes. In order to get from point A to point B, they have to drive the thing over the land, and this of course entails a tremendous amount of bumping around for the machine, and it's being used in a method that the machine was never intended to be used. So the track, the skis, and the sliders are all getting an awful licking as far as being used, because they're being operated over gravel, rocks, and mud, and whatever. In order to get to where they're going, they'll use a machine or anything they have at hand. And despite the risks involved, the machine is used anyway.
Kind of the tundra much,
would I? No, it forms ruts, and the ruts, of course, turn into streams, and the streams turn into gullies, and so on and so forth. And it's environmentally, it's not a good idea. There should be limits put to the use of the snowmobiles, especially in sensitive areas. Here we're relatively lucky insofar as we've mostly rock and gravel. So there's very few places that the tundra, as such, would get a lot of misuse. But there are areas, I'm sure, in other Arctic communities that are being decimated by the misuse of machines in the latter part of the winter and the early spring, everything starts to soften up. But they'll utilize them because they are determined to get to where they're going, and they'll use Honda, Skidoos, or anything else that comes to their hand in order to do this. But I think it may be a little bit of education and such like that may persuade people to be a little bit more careful. But so far, it's all systems go in Spence Bay.
I have nightmares sometimes. I'll come back here one year and find in summer the land's all white. Covered with pampers that have been.
This is something that annoys me an awful lot, and when the few occasions I do indulge in camping and stuff like that, we go to a really picturesque little spot, only to find that someone's been there before us and left dozens of divers. So our first task, of course, is usually spent in picking them up and burning them before we can settle down, because I think it's criminal, really, to treat the land the way it is, because it has certain aspects of it which we'd like to maintain in its original form. And I think that the youngsters in particular haven't got this feeling of oneness with the country that their fathers and grandfathers had before them, and they tend to pollute far more than they should, and spoil things for future generations, I'm sure. But there's a tendency now to put pressure, not up here but down south, on manufacturers of things like Pampers to make them a little bit more ecologically acceptable. So I think it, I'm sure, in fact, this is going to gain a lot of momentum. And we'll have a diaper that could probably be left out in the tundra and gradually decompose and have no adverse effects on the countryside. Well, but I think it's just at least 5 to 10 years down the line, because usually transit starts down south. There's a long time and filtering down to small communities like this.
So things decay so slowly here, don't they? So dry and so cold.
This
things
is it.
Slowly, things decay slowly.
That's right. Some of the cans that I remember when I first came here in 63, we used to put our garbage not on the sea, because we figured that was a little bit too polluting, because then, of course, it just drifts off with a piece of ice or sinks into the harbour and messes up the sea a little bit. So all our cans went in one spot over the hill, and you can go up that hill right now, and in many cases you can still see read the labels. They've been there since 25 years. Just like you said, the decomposition is so damn slow.
Yeah,